Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Friday. I'm Maureen St. Germain, International Transformational Teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to their Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught the Progressive Manifestation Workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their Genie Workshop experience gives them the tools they need to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life Workshop, the Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years, and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book, Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetic. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe and increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today's guest, Lauren Forcella, is a well-known author and speaker. She is the author of the syndicated Q&A teen advice column, Straight Talk for Teens. She writes with a panel of about 70 young people, teens, tweens, college students, young adults up to age 25 from around the nation, and presents their voices. The column is the go-to for parents, teachers, business leaders, and teens because the information is honest, accurate, and I'll bet relevant, and it doesn't shy away from sensitive topics. Lauren has a master's degree in interdisciplinary consciousness studies, is a former high school teacher, mother of four, and co-founder of the nonprofit Teens Matter. The column is currently in 18 California papers, the Toledo Blade in Ohio. You can read the column at www.straighttalkforteens.com and can follow her on Twitter at www.twitter.com, Lauren Forcella, and that spells L-A-U-R-E-N. F-O-R-C-E-L-L-A. Welcome, Lauren. How are you?
Hi, Maureen. Thank you. I'm well, and I'm glad to be here this morning.
So what's the pulse on the teens this 4th of July weekend?
Oh, the pulse on teens? Well, I was around some teens over 4th of July, and they were in the midst. One was in the midst of a breakup of a relationship. One was in the midst of trying to form a relationship. Both were experimenting with drugs and alcohol. Both these young people that I happened to be around were over 21. But it was interesting to observe them, and I think the relationship aspect is what, you know, was really what is on the plate for most teens. That's the concern of most teens and young people that I work with.
Is it because they don't get good examples at home anymore because so many are being raised by single families?
I think in many cases that's very true. This generation is called the hookup generation. Their model is not to hook up. You know, they don't even call it dating anymore. They call it hooking up. These relationships are much more casual. The young people I was around were actually looking for more serious relationships, but that is not the norm. And I think this is a lot to do with the way kids were raised and actually the messages parents gave them.
In some of your columns, you talk about the generation ushering in a pansexual revolution. What does that mean?
Well, if you want to get a good definition of pansexual, go to Wikipedia because they definitely define it in a way that is concurrent with what I observe out there. And they say pansexuality or omnisexuality is characterized by the potential for aesthetic attraction, romantic love, or sexual desire towards people, regardless of their gender identity or biological sex. Some pansexuals suggest they are gender blind. So this is, and this is certainly not all teens or, you know, what I call the millennial generation, certainly not all, but it's a trend that is happening big time in this generation. For example, a teen that I know uses OkCupid to look for a girlfriend. and he is 24 years old, and 30% of the girls that he gets matched with, according to OkCupid's computer system, their matching system, come in as bisexual, 30%. And pansexual revolution that I refer to is mostly going on with females, although also to some degree with males, but female bisexuality is huge right now.
So how does that impact the way people relate?
Well, it's a good question. You know, this is all new stuff, and I think this generation is, you know, figuring it out on the ground. The generation as a whole is very connected to each other. They're literally, they fall all over each other. The millennials grew up completely connected to technology and social networking, and they you know, don't spend any time apart from each other. They have platonic relationships, male-female platonic relationships that are just in the envy of anyone from my generation who, you know, grew up in a time when you really couldn't have a platonic relationship with a male if you were a female, unless it was your brother or a close family friend, maybe. But these days, they're just, you know, have this brother and sister kind of relationship with each other constantly. It's just, it's a very confusing time, and there's very much of an experimenting with allowing oneself to be attracted regardless of sex. And like I say, not everyone gets involved with this, and it happens more, less in high school, more in college. But it does go on to a larger degree than ever seen, you know, before, well, maybe outside of ancient Rome or something. But in modern times, certainly, this is going on to a degree that has never gone on in modern
times. Now, I have relatives that are European, and I saw in Europe when my nieces and their cousins were growing up, that there was a large group of young people that traveled together, like you say, connected to each other, but that weren't in sexual relationships necessarily. That wasn't the driving force. The driving force was the friendship and the camaraderie, and the idea of dating or pairing off wasn't as strong. And that's what I'm hearing you say. So in a way, it's almost like, you know, I look at America, and I think that part of our sexual behaviors are built upon the puritanical idealism, which separated men and women to the extreme, and we're still rebounding from that. And, you know, I mean, you go into a restaurant in Europe, and sometimes it's a shared bathroom. You know, if you go in, there's men and women using the same restroom at the same time. It's a whole different way of looking at our bodies and ourselves.
That's right. We are really do come from those puritanical roots here. And so this change that's going on here is definitely something that is not as obvious to parents, because there's a sense that it's so different and so new for this country and our culture that it is a little more hidden here. And that's why a lot of parents have no idea there's a sexual revolution going on right now, because it really isn't as out in the open. Parents think that the kids are, you know, they get that the kids really like each other in this generation. And they get that the kids like their parents in this generation. The parents are very liked and loved even in this generation. And that I think is due to the fact that we have spent so much attention, you know, put so much attention on our children, and many parents eschewed spanking their children. And so we do have one of the kindest, gentlest, most compassionate generations ever born. Very tolerant of differences, very tolerant of different sexual preferences, just very tolerant of anything that's not harming another. And so this hooking up instead of dating, this casualness around sex is very prevalent, although I do see where some of the sacredness is being lost from sexual relationships through it too.
When we come back, Lauren Forcella will be telling us more about how you as an adult or parent might open up that channel if you don't have what she just described as the ideal situation between teens and parents and the openness and the communication and the mutual respect.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Hi, welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to make every day a day of heaven on earth. Today, we are interviewing Lauren Forcella, who is an expert on teens. And she has the website, www.straighttalkforteens.com, straighttalkforteens.com. And her email is Lauren Forcella. That's LaurenForcella at gmail.com. Welcome back, Lauren.
Thank you.
We are now talking about this a new way of parents and teens interacting. And Lauren described for us the fact that the teens today are so much more loving and the interaction between parents and teens to be so much more loving. But what if you're a parent that doesn't have that and would like to? What would you tell them?
Well, ideally, this kind of communication you have with your teen and the trust does start young. If you don't feel like you have it now, and your child is already a teen, I would suggest that you really constantly verbally assure them that you're interested in what goes on, that you won't judge your child if your child tells you something, about their life that might be different than the way you see it or the way you experienced it. It's this constant feeling that they will be judged or punished if you find out what their life is like that prevents them from communicating with you.
As a parent, I think my biggest concern would be, are my kids safe?
Yes, and I think that is a big concern for parents. Well, obviously it is, but a lot of parents just, they don't really want to know about this other stuff. And emotionally, I think emotionally there are a lot of young people who really aren't very safe emotionally because of the, you know, whether they're hooking up casually, heterosexually, or they have a girl has a girlfriend and a boyfriend, and it's such new territory that they really emotionally, many of them are not safe, and they have no one to talk to. And I think a lot of young people, high school and college age particularly, really would crave the conversations with an older adult who they could have an honest conversation with, because I really do think they would like some feedback from us, but they don't know how to get the conversation started.
Well, now, you have a column. Is it a weekly column or a daily column?
It's a weekly, and we are a conversation starter, and many parents have written me about that the column enables them to start a conversation, because I do present the voices of high school and college age individuals there, and so it's easy to go, well, look what Peter says, and look what Jamie says. How do you feel about that? And it breaks the ice.
Now, the name of the column is called Straight Talk for Teens. It's in a number of newspapers in California and Ohio, and you can also go to her website, straighttalkforteens.com, take a look at that. Now, on one of your recent columns, you have it titled Teach Your Children Well, about sex, porn, and love. Could you explain this, and how is this generation influenced by porn in a different way than what perhaps, you know, their parents' generation?
Oh, absolutely. Some parents maybe realize this, but children, particularly males, are watching hours and hours and hours of porn. It is something that is so basically just dumped into their life, downloaded, if you will. There's probably not a child under 17 who hasn't seen hardcore porn. And if you think your child isn't one of them, you're probably naive, because almost, you know, everyone's seen it. Whether they continue to look at it is another story, but many, many, many of them, over 50%, continue to look at it, mostly boys, and they don't think there's anything really wrong with it. We've done some columns on it, and only a few young people, males and females combined, really think there's anything wrong with it. They've literally grown up with it.
How does that affect their opinion about sex or their
expectations? Well, I think that it has a lot to do with the hookup culture, with the casualness of sex, with the lack of sex being anything sacred, where you can hook up with this partner and then hook up with this partner and you know, not have a committed relationship. Committed relationships, though some young people definitely want that. There's so many more than ever before that put that as a last priority. And I think a lot of this mentality comes from us baby boomer parents who have told our children, I mean, over and over again, don't fall in love, follow your career, get yourself established, you know, get a direction and a platform in life, don't just fall in love. And so they're taking that to heart, and many, many, many of them are not falling in love. But what do? Here they are, they're off in college, so they can't fall in love. They need to drive and get that career and get all those accomplishments and you know, be these multi-talented children that we've driven them to be. So they hook up instead.
And what is it? What do you think the impact is when they do decide to settle down and have a relationship?
Well, I don't know if they're going to have the tools. That's my concern. When you have gone, you know, from, you know, when romantic love starts, anywhere from 12 for some kids to 16 for others. So, you know, the from the birth of, you know, a romantic love in your life, and you've never had a serious relationship, and now you're, you know, and you're waiting for your 30s. This is a real common thing, waiting for your 30s to settle down. Well, you have no training for how to do that. Are they going to have the skills to actually keep a relationship together? They've been so self-directed that I'm not sure how it's going to work out. It's a big experiment.
And so what would you name as the biggest challenge of this generation?
What do I think is the biggest challenge?
Yes.
I think their biggest challenge is their health. But in the topic that we're talking about, I think their biggest challenge is to bring the sacredness back into sexual relationships. And there's a lot of, you know, kind of cutting edge stuff now on sacred intimacy. And I think the reason that is kind of starting to bloom in the background is because there's such a need for sacred intimacy right now. Look at the way sex education is. There's nothing about intimacy. It's all, you know, just about these body parts and how to keep the body parts safe and protected from another body part. And, you know, there's nothing about spirit or sex or sacredness in sexuality.
So that's really important. And how does a parent convey that without? How does a parent convey that without being judgmental?
Well, I think if a parent often the parents do the same thing. They, you know, they find out maybe that their daughter has a boyfriend. They immediately talk about condoms. You know, if it's a liberal parent, if it's the parent that's gonna talk to the child, they talk about condoms and being safe. They don't talk about the heart, and they don't talk about the sacredness of and the wonderment around sexuality. And I think it's this whole missing piece. And this, I think, is the piece that young people are craving to talk to older people about, because that's being lost from sex. Sex is becoming ordinary.
You know, that's interesting.
I blame the pornography industry for making it super ordinary.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting to me, as a teacher of meditation, I get at least 30% of my classes are men between the ages of 20 and 35.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh. And there's no counterpart women. There may be, you know, I might have three or four guys that age in a class and maybe one woman that age.
Wow,
it's
that's
the young men who are seeking. Yeah, so it's almost like a desensing the, I'll use the word, taste buds for sex with all that pornography. It's, you know, it's like what they say when you drink something cold, how your taste buds get numb.
Right, right.
So
they're very desensitized. It's and pornography gets harder and harder and harder, and I don't know where it's going to have to go to get hard, you know, get more warped. I mean, so much of the really, really popular pornography is would just shock you.
Yeah. Yes. And for the record, I will tell you, in other countries, particularly the countries where women wear the veil, you will find that the grown men are also inundated purposefully watching pornography on the internet. It's an outrage. And when I discovered that, I thought, what a dichotomy. What have we done to our society that we create this extreme set of behaviors?
Right, right.
So before we wrap up, I want to go back to a question that you started to talk about, and then we focused mostly on the sex side of it. What do you think are the biggest challenges of this generation? And frame that generation by their ages, if you would.
Millennial generation right now is aged about 9 years old, going up to about 28 years old. They were born from 1982 to 2001. These N members are a little rough, but that's the basic millennial generation. Mostly are born to baby boomer parents, And there are a lot of them. There are 60 million of them, and the baby boomers, there were 78 million of them. So it's another very large generation. Their biggest challenge is their health. Regardless of everything we're talking about, which I think is another huge, huge thing, the health that they're born into is truly their biggest challenge.
Well, this leads us to the new generation of young people who are seeking super health through nutrition and food because they're not going to get it through the medical establishment, or at least that's not their experience. So what parting thought would you give to the folks that are listening today on how they can benefit? Or maybe we should just refer them to your website, but do you have something special you'd like to give us before we close?
Well, I would like, you know, the purpose of this column is to get parents to communicate with their young person. To me, that is the most important thing, that you are there. Once your kid hits a teenage year, you need to be kind of parent and ally, kind of a hybrid. And if you can become this kind of hybrid person, part ally, part parent, that is exactly what they need. So they feel safe to come to you. Their world is just upside down, and they really, really will benefit from having somebody like you that they can bounce things off of, that won't judge them, and that then you can present how you feel on things and thus influence them.
Thank you for joining us, Lauren. This is Maureen St. Germain with Heaven Sent, and each week you will find us at this station. I'm bringing you Heaven Sent until we meet in the heavens. I'm wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and everyone you meet.